Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's your time to reveal your unique gifts to the world and to step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles and other wildlife by contributing towards needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in. Feel the earth offering nurturing and nourishment. You are here. The time is now. I continue to work with the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck, designed and written by Kim Kranz. And the card that I pulled this morning is Dragonfly. Dragonfly is a reminder to pay attention to your mind. Like dragonfly, the mind shifts and changes. We get attracted to what glimmers and sparkles, and our attention can easily waver. And when we find stillness, when we quiet the mind, when we settle the mind, which is what yoga is, in the Yoga Sutras, yoga is the settling of the mind into silence. It is in that silence that we can see past the illusions. That inner wisdom begins to surface. So today I invite you to join me for a gentle and meditative yoga practice. To do a little breath work with me and to quiet the mind, so that you too can experience, however briefly, illumination. So if you're joining me, please take a seat on your mat, cross-legged if that's available. If not, go ahead and stretch your legs out or sit on your heels. Prop with a cushion or folded blanket, especially if you're noticing that there's strain in your knees or your hips or your low back. Let your hands rest comfortably in your lap or on your thighs, with your palms up and your fingers gently cupped. If your hands are in your lap, you might lay one hand on top of the other in that cupped shape. And then take a moment to lengthen through your spine without any strain, without making any undue effort. Just stack the vertebrae one on top of another. Bring your ears over your shoulders, with your chin level with the floor. And notice the line of energy from your tailbone to your crown. Relax your shoulder blades down your back. Float your eyes closed. And starting at the top of your head, scan down through your body and simply observe how your body is in this moment. And notice places of tightness, tension, holding, soreness. And notice also places that are relaxed, that feel open. There's nothing here to adjust, to critique. Simply become aware of how your body is in this moment. Work your way all the way down your arms to your fingertips. Work your way all the way down your legs to your toes. Noticing. And now notice your breath. Bring your attention to the tip of your nose. And feel the breath enter there at the tip of your nose. Follow the breath down into your lungs. Notice how it feels as that inhale hits the lungs. And then exhale and bring your attention back again to the tip of your nose. And notice how the air feels passing by the tip of your nose. It may have changed since the inhale. Inhale again. Follow the breath, noticing how it feels at the tip of your nose and then down through your throat. Notice how it feels as it arrives in your lungs. And then exhale slowly. Follow the breath up and out through the tip of your nose. And continue following the breath from the tip of your nose into your lungs and out again. Notice the way your body gently moves to expand, to contract, to welcome the breath. Draw your breath a little bit deeper, inviting it to create expansion and contraction in your abdomen. Continue to deepen until you notice that your abdomen expands like you're blowing up a balloon as you inhale. And as you exhale, deflate. Continue breathing into your abdomen, the abdominal breath, the belly breath, resetting the nervous system. Shifting from fight or flight or freeze mode into a more relaxed, calm, peaceful state of being. Soothing the nerves. Allowing the hormones to settle back into balance, harmony. Can you deepen the breath even more? Pressing your navel forward on the inhale, opening out into the sides of the waist. Maybe you even feel that breath press into your low back. And as you exhale, gently draw your navel in and up. Avoid any strain. Keep this breath relaxed and easy. Now gently tip your head a little bit to your right. So your ear starts to fall towards your right shoulder. And then lift your head and drop it a little bit to the left. Come up, drop your head to the right. Lift, drop your head to the left. And continue just like this, side to side a few times. You might notice that one side of your neck is a little tighter than the other. Again, there is nothing to critique here, nothing to fix, just noticing, bringing awareness to it. Now also begin to notice where the middle is. Where is the spot where you're balanced so perfectly on top of your spine that your head feels weightless? Start to shorten up your movement. Getting closer and closer to that place until you can pause there with your head perfectly balanced. Keep the bottom of your chin level with the floor. Now very gently, as you take your next breath in, roll your shoulders forward, lift them towards your ears, and then roll them back and down with your exhale, sliding your shoulder blades down your back. Inhale, roll forward, come up to your ears. Exhale, roll your shoulders back and down. Notice any tension in the shoulders as you do this without trying to force through it. Do another round. And let your shoulders relax down your back. Now lower your fingertips to the floor. Walk your hands out a little bit so that the tips of your fingers are on the floor. And as you take your next breath in, reach both arms up overhead, moving slowly as if the air was thick, like honey. And as you exhale, float your arms out and down through that same honey, touching the floor at the bottom of that exhale, and then inhale, sweep up again, still moving slowly, relaxed. And as you exhale, bring your arms out and down, keeping that movement slow. Again, inhale, lift up. And exhale, float the arms down. Inhale, float up again, and still moving slowly. Exhale, just your right hand down. Take a little bend, over to your right. Inhale, bring both arms back up overhead. And exhale, slowly lower your left arm down. Take a little bend to your left. Inhale, float up. Exhale, take the right arm down, little bend to the right. Inhale, up. Exhale, left arm down, bend to the left. Keep the movement slow and flowing. Inhale, up. One more time, exhale, bring the right arm down, reach. Inhale, up. And as you exhale, take your left arm down, little bend over to the left. Inhale, both arms up, and then exhale, slowly float both arms down. Let your fingertips relax onto the floor, relax your shoulders. Notice how it feels to release the movement from your shoulders. Keep breathing deeply into your belly. So your body stays in that calm and relaxed state, even as we start to move a little bit. Now walk your hands back. Lean into your hands, unfold your legs forward, and shake them out a bit. Then bend your knees, bring your feet to the floor, and drop your knees apart so the soles of your feet touch. You don't have to pull your heels in close. Avoid any strain in your hips or knees. And you might still be sitting on the edge of a cushion or a folded blanket to keep the hips lifted up to knee level. Rest your hands on your shins, your ankles, or your feet, whatever you reach easiest. Relax your shoulders down your back. And then very gently, flutter your knees up and down. Little movements like butterfly wings. Feel that movement in your hips. Maybe some warmth starts to build there. Breathe into that. Keep breathing deeply as you move. Now let those flutters come back to stillness. Lift your left knee. Walk your left foot out to the left side, heel toeing out, until you can drop your left knee forward so it lands next to your right foot. If your knee landed on top of your foot, shift the knee out to the left until it comes down. Move your left foot out away from your hip so you're making a smooth line from your right knee to the right foot to the left knee to the left foot. Now turn your heart towards your right knee. Place your hands on either side of that knee. With an inhale, lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, walk your hands out and slowly lower over your thigh. You can stay on your hands. You can drop to your forearms. You can relax your head down, perhaps resting your head on the back of your forearm or the back of your hands, or even all the way down on the ground. Breathe deeply. Keep the breath moving into your abdomen, noticing how the breath moves a little differently, twisting, bending, stretching. Where's the space? Keep breathing into that. As you take your next breath in, walk your hands in. Place your right hand down next to your right hip and just about behind your knee. As you take your next breath in, that big belly breath, open your left arm out to the left side. Move your heart forward, shoulders down the back, and reach. And as you exhale, bring your left arm to your left ear so you're stretching up through that side. Press into your right hand. Lift your hips and press them forward, reaching your tailbone down towards your left knee, opening up the low back, and then lower the hips. Inhale, float the left arm out to the left side. Exhale, swing your arm across, coming to your ear. Lift your hips, press your pelvis forward, getting a little bit of back bend going, stretch long through your side. Drop your hips, inhale, open up. And as you exhale, swing your arm to your left ear, reaching your fingers to the right as you lift your hips, press your right hand down. And then one more time, inhale, lower your hips, open your left arm out to the left side, drop your shoulders, and release your left hand down. Lean into your left hand, lift your knees, and move the left foot in so that the feet are next to each other. Keep leaning back into your hands a little bit. Roll your shoulders down your back. Draw your heart up through your arms and lift your chin slightly, avoiding any crunch in the back of the neck. Shift to the back of your sitting bones. And as your feet get light, float your feet off of the floor and bring them up to about the height of your knees so your shins are level with the floor. Feet are gently flexed, hearts lifting, coming into a supported boat, keeping your hands down, heart lifted. If you'd like to deepen your boat, bring your hands to the back of your thighs. Again, keep the heart lifted up. Breathing deeply. If you start to strain, if you start to lose the relaxed breath, back off. Keep your body in that peaceful, calm state. Now bring your hands back down if you went to your thighs. Gently lower your feet. Start to sit tall on your sitting bones. Drop your knees apart and bring the soles of your feet together. Slide your hands to your shins, ankles, or feet. And flutter the knees like butterflies again. Let the knees return to stillness. Lift your right knee and heel toe your right foot out to the right until you can drop that knee forward. Check that your knee has landed down off of the left foot. And then move your right foot out so that you have a nice line from your left knee to your right foot through the lower legs. Turn your torso to the left and bring your hands to either side of your left knee. Inhale your spine a little bit longer, and as you exhale, walk your hands out and fold down over your left thigh, resting on your hands, dropping to your forearms, or rounding your head down to rest it on your arms, your hands, or the ground. Find your breath. Keep breathing that relaxed, slow, easy breath. Notice resistance in your body, and without pushing through it, simply invite release. Take another breath. Return to your hands. And walk your hands in. Place your left hand next to your hip, just about behind your left knee. And as you take your next breath in, open your right arm out to the right side. Lift the heart forward, reach through your fingers, and with an exhale, swing your arm over your head so that your bicep comes to your right ear. Press into your left hand, lift your hips, press them forward, lift your heart. Now lower the hips, inhale, sweep the right arm back out to the right side, open the heart wide. Exhale, bring your right arm to your right ear, lift the hips, press them forward, and stretch from your right knee to your right fingertips. Lower your hips, inhale, open up. And as you exhale, swing across, arm to the ear, lift your hips, press them forward, breathe into that. Go ahead and inhale, open out, and then bring your hand back down, lower your hips. Now lift both knees, bring them together in front of you. Lean back onto your hands, roll your shoulders back, lift your heart. Lean behind your sitting bones. Draw the navel in and up slightly just to support the spine, the lower spine moving forward in your body. And then lift your feet off the floor, lift your shins up level with the floor so your feet are at the same level as your knees. Keep the feet lightly flexed, no strain there. Hands to the backs of your thighs if that's appropriate for you. Go deeper by reaching your hands towards your feet, palms facing in. Drop your shoulders down your back and notice your breath if it starts to change. Hands either back to the thighs or back to the floor. Take another breath. Bring your hands back to the floor behind you and gently set your feet down. Drop your knees apart, bring the soles of your feet together. Sit tall and wiggle your sitting bones back so you're sitting on the front edge of your sitting bones. And if you're supported by a cushion or a blanket, be right on the front edge. Hold on to your ankles or your feet. Take an inhale, lift up through your heart. And as you exhale, tilt your pelvis forward and lean your heart towards your toes. Keep your chin slightly tucked so the ears are in line with the shoulders. And there's still a straight line from your tailbone to your crown. Take another big breath in, lengthen. And then if you desire, relax your shoulders, relax your neck, and drop your head towards your toes. If this creates any strain, in your eyes, in your head, in your neck, lift back up and realign your crown with your tailbone. Breathe deeply. Stay with your relaxed breath, honoring your edge in this pose. A couple more breaths. Now inhale, lift up through your heart. Come back up to sitting. Bring your hands to the outsides of your knees and lift them gently towards each other, like a clamshell closing. Swing your legs around. Come onto your hands and knees. Open your knees wide, bring your big toes together, and sit your hips onto your heels. Lower your forehead down to the ground and rest your arms on the floor in front of you, coming into child's pose. Keep breathing deeply, knees wide so the belly can expand with the breath. Feel your forehead connecting with the earth. How you're held. Acknowledge any resistance. Press your palms down, lift your elbows. Lift your forehead just off the floor. Slide your right hand in under your chest. Flip your palm to face up, and then slide the back of your hand under your left shoulder. Rotate your heart to the left. And keep reaching your right arm through until you can put your right shoulder down. Turn your head to the left so that you're resting on your right ear, your right cheek. Relax into your right shoulder. And then your left arm can stay relaxing onto the floor, reaching in front of you. Or take your left arm across your back, drape it across the small of your back, so the back of your hand rests by your right hip. Keep rolling the left shoulder open, sinking weight into the right shoulder. Breathe into this. Keep the breath relaxed and easy. If your left arm is behind your back, slowly extend that arm forward again. Press your palm down and lift just enough to start to draw your right arm back over to the right side, bending your elbow, bring your hand under your chest, and then flip your palm down and slide your right arm forward until both arms are extended out in front of you. Relax your forehead down for a moment and allow the twist to release from your spine. Now press into your right hand to lift the right elbow. Bend your left elbow and slide your left hand in underneath your chest. Turn your palm up and reach your left hand underneath your right shoulder. Drop your left shoulder and rotate your heart to the right as you continue to reach the left arm through. Turn your gaze to the right as well to rest on your left cheek or left ear. settle onto your left shoulder. And when you've found your edge, check out your breath. You can keep your right arm forward, relaxing it so the elbow comes down, or deepen by lifting your right arm, draping your arm across the small of your back and resting the back of your hand by your left hip. Roll the right shoulder back. Sink your hips to your heels. Breathe here. Take another round of breath. If you took your right arm behind your back, bring it out. Slide your hand forward. Press into your right palm to lift off of your left shoulder. Draw your left hand back underneath your chest. Flip the palm down. Reach your left arm forward. Your forehead down. Take a few more breaths here in child. Feeling the breath. Now press both hands down. Lift your forehead. Walk your hands back towards your knees. Shift your hips to one side of your feet, swing your legs around, and roll down onto your back. Preparing for Savasana, final relaxation. Separate your feet to about mat width apart. Drop your arms open by your sides, turn your palms up. Relax your hips so your feet fall away from each other. Align your head and neck with the rest of your spine so that you're making one line from your crown to your tailbone. Close your eyes. Bring your attention to your toes and relax them. Relax your feet, your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your thighs, your hips. Notice your fingers. Relax all 10 fingers, your hands, your wrists, your forearms, your elbows, your upper arms, your shoulders. Relax your low back, your mid back, your upper back, your shoulder blades. Relax your neck, your jaw, your ears, your eyes, your forehead. Relax the breath. Let go of your deep breaths and simply notice your natural breath in this moment. As you rest your awareness on your breath, your mind can still, your body can relax. And I will leave you here to stay in relaxation as long as you desire. Noticing when the mind stills, even just for a moment. And honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.